At least 10 people have been injured in a car bomb blast in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The bomb exploded near a military checkpoint and a cafe full of football fans watching World Cup match in Dahiya neighborhood. No group or individual has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Eyewitnesses say the bombing caused significant material damage, but no deaths. Security forces have sealed the area where the explosion occurred. The blast comes just days after a suicide bomber detonated his vehicle near a police checkpoint, killing two people and wounding at least six others in the town of Dar al-Baydar. Let's go to Beirut and talk to Ridwan Risk, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Risk, first of all, tell us who can be behind these terrorist attacks which are happening in Lebanon.
Well, of course, the people who have threatened Lebanon since the beginning of this kind of actions against civilians, and they were mainly belong to some Islamic fundamentalist groups, ISIS, and the Al-Nusra Front. They were moving freely with some help of some Lebanese groups inside Lebanon, especially that we know that the borders of Lebanon were just opened and with no security whatsoever and control. And that was the wrong move of some of the Lebanese government who have chosen to stand on the side, and they didn't want to interfere. On the contrary, they were sending some terrorist groups inside Syria. Now, in return, that we have seen many groups have crossed, and especially foreigners, if you want to say and be precise, that foreigners who crossed, who came to fight in Syria. And now, after the Battle of Kalamun and the loss of Kalamun province by those insurgents, now they have withdrawn to Lebanon. They have found safety and shelters and training camps, and also some free lands or free districts to move and to implement their maneuvers. Against what so-called they want to say that against some Lebanese groups who have supported the Syrian government in the battle, and they do connect the resistance, Lebanese resistance, with the situation in Syria and Iraq too. So it's a sectarian move against what so-called the Shiite, and they just want to retaliate for their losses in both countries. Now we are seeing a new phase of their actions against civilians, and we might see more and more of these actions because it's now reopened, and it seems that they are getting lots of aid and help from some Lebanese groups or some Lebanese parties who have all who has all the interest to fight with them against what they call that's their enemy, which is the Lebanese resistance, which is fighting against Israel and supporting the Syrian government against those 83 nationalities gathered from all over the world to come to Syria and to liberate Syria and Lebanon from what they consider it's something, it's a danger for them. The Lebanese resistance and the strong Syrian government who has supported the resistance for the past decades, right, many decades, against the Israelis. And we know that we found many evidence that they are connected with the Israelis and the Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia too.
And very briefly, some say that Lebanon is on the brink of a civil war. If so, how can this be prevented?
I don't think that Lebanon is in the danger of civil war because the Lebanese resistance and the parties who support the resistance are very strong to prevent any kind of civilian war taking place in Lebanon. But it seems that we cannot prevent this kind of terrorism or these suicide bombers. And most surprisingly, that the news fled. Released early news released about the explosion that a woman exploded itself in this Lebanese army checkpoint. So this is, if it's so far that the news are correct, and the woman who detonated herself in the checkpoint, that we are seeing a new tactics and a new move by those terrorists, a woman taking place to suicide against the Lebanese army. So we are facing a new program and a new new plans by those terrorists who are going to use women instead of men, because less suspected by the police, Lebanese police forces.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Rezwan Rizk, political commentator from Beirut. Thanks for your time there, sir.